In the words of the classic song, there is water underground. It's becoming more precious as the state's population grows and the drought lingers. So what does it mean now that the court ruled that water is the property of the person who owns the land above it? That's what I asked four observers of Texas water policy. First up to bat, Andrew Sansom, the executive director of the River System Institute at Texas State University.
This will force the legislature to deal with the water issue.
How so?
Well, the state can't have it both ways. The water in our rivers and lakes is thought to be the property of the state. It has been since we were a colony of Spain. That is completely inconsistent with the notion that the water underground, which is the same water, belongs to private citizens. And the state simply can't have it both ways.
Even if it doesn't provoke legislation, the ruling will affect the way the state manages its water in the drought and beyond, says Laura Huffman, director of the Nature Conservancy.
The state is counting in its water plan on 25% of the future water supply for the state to come from conservation. Now with groundwater, if it's owned privately, how do you incent private landowners to reduce their usage of this resource?
That's not necessarily a bad thing to groups representing landowners, especially those in rural parts of the state.
There's no question that the demand for the water is going to come from the urban areas.
Jay Evans is with the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association.
So you've got this big pool of water out there. The demand is going to shift. It's really important that agriculture be at that table. And I think this ruling will enhance that process.
Where you stand depends on where you sit, I guess.
Tom Mason is the former head of the LCRA and now an attorney working on water issues.
Depending upon your opinion, whether you're a landowner or who has a well where you want to maybe sell water to a city that needs it, or if you're a landowner who is afraid that your well will go dry because your neighbor's well is going to produce water that's going to be sold to somebody else.
Mason says the one certainty is a flood of litigation. The court established that a landowner can be compensated for water that's taken by the state, but not under what circumstances.
I suspect we'll see quite a bit of litigation where trial courts, the state district courts, hear these cases, issue their opinions. Many of those will get appealed to courts of appeals, which will then get appealed to the Texas Supreme Court.
That process could be what ultimately establishes new ways for regulating groundwater in Texas. For State Impact Texas, I'm Moes Bouchel. Well, how did I get here?
Yes.